that I don't like to relate. I said, man, fish pie, you got good bait.
Well, we hope you're able to go fishing at least at some point. And with that in mind, Leaf,
yeah,
you got a little fishing report.
Time to talk fishing.
It is time to talk fishing. And I saw you here actually just earlier in the day, and you were heading up to Black Pine.
Today, actually, I was heading up to take a look at Bridge Creek.
Oh, Bridge Creek, that's right.
Still trying to get my my downstream kelp steelhead trap in there, and have not been able to do such. I have not been able to get any of my tributary traps in this year because of the high flows.
Oh, really? Okay.
But luckily, I think those same high flows are kind of pushing our fish down towards, out of the rivers pretty quickly because we've had the best year so far of collection down at Rock Island.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I heard that.
And I can see it like right after, like 2 or 3 days after each one of these peaks, we get just a gaggle of fish pushed down to that dam. And they might be from here. They might be from the Okanagan system. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are Wenatchees, but a lot of them are from here. And it's just great to be able to do this for every stream from Rock Island on up because Lord knows we need it. And right now, we've got enough wild kelp females in our hatchery that you could almost make a hatchery program with them as such. Each one of them are carrying about 4,000 eggs, and so the whole group has about 160,000 eggs inside of them. And
nice.
Those are wild quality awesome eggs. So
cool.
Yeah, it's been a good year so far.
Well, it's been a funny year, odd year,
challenging, but good.
Yeah, I mean don't go by any schedule that you've accumulated over the last few years because it's off.
Yeah, you got to learn to roll with the punches with our ever-changing weather. And I think that's just going to be a fact of life just going forward in the future.
Everything I hear is that's the way it's going to be. Here's something, that a little bit of science that I know everybody knows, or at least you heard it at some point in school. Water doesn't disappear. It doesn't dry up.
Right.
There may be changes in the weather, but there's the same amount of water on Earth that there always has been. And it can be in different places at different times, and it looks like we're already experiencing a difference in us. We store our water as snow, or we have traditionally. Yeah. That's changing a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I think one thing we could point right to just immediately to that fact is just that we're getting warmer, but we're also getting wetter. And you can see it, case in point, there in Elbow Coulee. I'm sure a lot of people have seen this now. Lake Elbow has reclaimed the road. You can't even drive through Elbow Coulee right now unless you have a serious four-wheel drive, maybe. I don't know. You might get stuck because there's water in that small pond that when I was younger was not even, it was totally dry.
Yeah.
And then it became a little bit more moist when I was in high school. I remember people used to drive their mud trucks through it. And then it became kind of a pond that was there all year long. Mm-hmm. Now it's a full-blown small lake. And it's just becoming more and more like that. We're getting these, you would think that it's just going to be a one-way ticket to just hot and dry.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's going to be the case. That would be to oversimplify what we're going to expect.
Well, I've been in a couple of meetings about this sort of thing. And yes, change, that's a word that you can definitely... Warming, in some places. Wet would be the word in other places. It's just going to be different.
Absolutely.
But, you definitely have some changes going on worldwide in particular.
Yeah.
Anytime you have that much ice that has been around, glaciers and so on, for thousands and thousands of years, melting off, that's a big change in a lot of, particularly lowland countries. And it's just going to be crazy.
I think the only thing I it's not much comfort, but at least I take a little comfort in the fact that at least we seem to be getting just a complete consensus now. At least people are finally starting to agree. I mean, other than like Fox News or Fox, whatever, Republican propaganda. It's hard to say news after you say that word, but not to get too,
easy, buddy.
But, it's just, it's everybody knows it's happening, and now it's just going to be about... hopefully people standing up in mass and doing something about it. It's got to take a fundamental change in the way that we, get our energy and get around and grow our food. There's just so many things that we can address. We've got complete ability and the technology to do so.
Yeah.
And really the money,
Yeah. I think the main thing that you and I are concerned with is, reporting on, rivers, but fishing, but it gets into rivers and lakes.
Yeah, you can't fish if you don't have rivers or stable populations of animals.
And apparently it's going to be newsworthy from now on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's news.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm glad to do it. So what have you found?
Present day news?
Yeah, present day news. What's going on?
Well, I would say, you know, things are coming together for the spring. You know, I heard Buzzard is still kind of turned over. So still not focusing on that one, but I know Leader is good to go on all the spiny rays and some trout action. Patterson, you know, just kind of its usual self. Got some kokanees, some spiny rays. The bass are definitely waking up in there. I hooked into a couple of really nice bass down at that north end by the hairpin turn there, mm-hmm. where the waterfall is out the other day, just kind of targeting them by sight, and that was fun. Went up to Black Pine Lake with my good buddy Jim, saw my friend Bob Jadoff, our old mm-hmm. regional biologist who just retired there, and my buddy Jay from the Fly Fishing Club. So that was cool. You know, it was kind of a small Metau Fly Fishing Club get together. And we just, man, we had such a good time up there.
Cool.
Those cutthroat are just, the one word that kept popping to mind was unyielding. They just would not pick their little chins up. They just swam with their face down, and they just would not come up for you. And they were fighting so good.
Cool.
They were down about, you know, we were using a couple of rigs. We were using intermediate sinking line and just, you know, trolling some leeches and some damsels around. And that worked pretty good. And it almost just did, you did best just to switch back and forth to the other one being the indicator rig with just some simple chronomids or midges underneath. And working at about 10 feet and just kind of casting at the ledge because my buddy's boat has a depth finder in it. And boy, that thing, it drops off to like 52 feet right away.
Oh.
And it just, it has a serious deep shelf there that comes at you right away. So you're kind of casting it at the top of the shelf, which is like 2 or 3 feet deep, and then just kind of dragging it just off of that and letting it sit there and giving it a few occasional movements. And mm-hmm. then they just take it downtown and give you a good run.
Depth finder can be kind of handy sometimes.
It is cool just to see, you know, things you haven't been able to see.
Well, if you don't know it's there, it tells you that right off the bat.
I always suspected it was a pretty deep lake, and it just holds basically like a consistent 50-some-odd feet. I'm sure you might mm-hmm. find deeper spots, but just seems to be consistently about 52, 53 feet deep out there, kind mm-hmm. of in a bowl shape, but mm-hmm. just drops right off on the sides.
Cool.
And with that backdrop, you can't go wrong. As seeing Hoodoo up there behind and Scaffold Ridge had just a giant cornice. I mean, I was jonesing to go snowboarding while I'm sitting there in the cat boat too, fishing. So it's, you know, great place to be. And all three routes are open: Libby Creek, Poor Man, and Buttermilk. I wasn't sure that was part of the reason I was going up. We went up Poor Man. Saw a gentleman with the Forest Service that had made his way up from Libby Creek, clearing all that. And mm-hmm. then shortly after, we saw a backhoe come up and clearing off rocks and everything else from the Buttermilk side. And we went down that side and no problems there. So
Good. You
can get in there. And surprisingly enough, correction on the Beaver Lake access. Mm-hmm. I don't know if maybe when the Forest Service told me it was closed, maybe they just weren't finished with the road prep for this year or whatever, mm-hmm. but I heard the road is actually in great condition.
Yeah.
The hike up to the lake from the pictures I saw was pretty burnt with a lot of trees over the trail, but definitely accessible. Some of my friends went up there and got into some fish and some crawdads, and it looked like a good time. That'll be one of my next trips, I think, that or Rock Lakes. So we'll let people know what we find after that.
Cool. Well, sounds like you've been busy.
Always.
Planning to stay busy.
Yeah, you betcha. Planning to get even busier. You know, the river opens on Memorial Day. Still got some openings here in the early part of the season. The middle of the summer is starting to book up quick, though. So I hope I can get you out there on the water. Just, you know, tune in to Fly Fishers Pro Shop if you want to check out the blog or the podcast of this show. And if you have any questions or want to book a trip, feel free to get a hold of me at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com or give me a call at 509-429-7298. Take care of each other. Leave that copper in the ground. And get your fish right on, baby. With my pole, mama, and my line, I'm fishing. My mama's gonna fishing, and the baby gonna fishing.